Tax Tips with Pauline R. Murray Accountants. Excellence in tax.
In part three of our four-part series on tax tips, let's turn our attention to rental properties and tips for landlords this tax season. Joining me is Pauline from Pauline R. Murray Accountants. Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Jenny.
Now, what are some considerations for someone out there renting out rooms and houses?
Good old rental properties. It's a money-making area for the tax office in that many, many landlords get it wrong.
Oh, how so?
There seems to be a school of thought that if you have a rental property, you just claim everything. Or the mate at the barbecue who says, good, you've got a rental property, now you can claim everything, you'll be fine. The reality is very different, and of course the landscape is changing slowly but surely. And again, mentioning the data matching that the ATO has available to them, this year they'll further be upping that, not only for agents to need to report through their software, but also the banks are going to report their mortgage holdings against particular rental properties.
Oh, so they'll be keeping a closer eye on things.
Yeah, right. Trying to identify those that may borrow additional money on the rental property to either move into a new home themselves, or they may have a situation where they borrowed extra money to perhaps buy a boat or go on a holiday.
Mm. Okay. And is there a big difference between renting out a home to someone on a holiday or to someone full-time?
Essentially not. The way that it's working now is that it needs to be understood quite clearly that the payments, many loans now are going into interest and principal.
Mm-hmm.
The interest component only can be claimed and not the principal. That's important. Renting out, whether it be a long-term or short-term property, makes no difference, again, with the record keeping.
Right.
If it's a rental property that's purchased with a view for a long-term tenant, then there needs to be records kept of the income, which may come from the agent's statement, and then you'll have all of the expenses in relation to the property. I always take the view that if you were to move out of your own home and live in the backyard, what would you be paying to hold that house? So there's council rates, there's water rates, you may have body corporates, you have emergency services levy. The item to be careful is in what is an improvement versus a maintenance.
Yeah.
Because they're very, very different. Also, to be careful where the proverbial buying the worst house in the best street, that everything they do to that property will be tax deductible. It will be tax deductible, but it needs to be measured in whether it was an improvement or maintenance. And that's part of the conversation. Part of it comes from the fact that they are maintaining it for tenants. Some of it will be improving the property, and obviously some of it will be able to be claimed on a yearly basis, whilst the rest may be kept for capital gain later.
You mentioned something there which made me think of another question. If someone is renting out their place, and then, you know, in this crazy world of real estate at the moment, they need to move back in, does that affect how the tax is paid?
It does, and I'll also flag at this stage too is the fact where people actually have kept their primary residence and rented it out and moved to a new home.
Mm.
Their capital gains becomes the issue in both of those cases. So we have a discussion and a conversation regarding how long they were rented, what the intention was, and if they owned another property at that time. There's conversations to be had. To be able to put a blanket cover on that question is pretty difficult.
Okay, yep. So it's certainly something you'd need advice on, I suppose, if that were to happen, because I certainly wouldn't be able to figure that out.
If you are seeing yourself in that situation, you do need to seek advice before you make the step, because there's no going back once it's done.
And audits.
Audits are very, very, audits are a fact of life. At any given time in over Australia, there's around about 300,000 to 400,000 people being audited. And it's just, if your number comes up, it is what it is. And in today's world with the records, then there should be, it's just sail through.
Yeah. Be aware of audits, keep a record of everything, all income and expenses calculated and recorded, right?
Correct. And yep. If we now look at the short-term rentals, the Airbnbs, the boarding of them, anything that's related to their own holiday home where they rent it for part of the year, There's requirements there as to when it's actually available. And, of course, obviously, there will be a need to identify potentially a proportion of those expenses for the period of time that it's available to the client themselves.
Was there anything else you wanted to mention?
Not at this stage for that, other than seek advice before they do anything.
Yeah, absolutely. PaulinaMurrayAccounting.com.au. You can get some more details there. You can also listen back to our other episodes in this series of tax tips. Next time, providing some advice for those of us brave enough to start a business and be GST ready. Thanks so much for your time today, Pauline.
My pleasure, Jenny.
Tax tips with Pauline R. Murray Accountants. Excellence in tax.